Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Happy Sunday.
Joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
And Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Three episodes in a row. Is it a Christmas miracle?
It might be.
And Jenny's here. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
I have to apologize to everyone. I just yelled at all of the co-hosts that it was 9 o'clock.
I know, we were trying to talk.
Everyone's too. Trying to talk and Mike's yelling at me and I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. Anyway.
It's all fun. I was yelling at my husband to yell at everyone else to get off the internet. So.
Get off the internet. Like an old grandma, get off the yard. So welcome back to Buzzing About Romance. We are talking about all things romance reading and trying to pretend we have control over our TBRs. Spoiler alert, we don't. What? Leah? You have control on your TBR?
No.
You don't even have a TBR.
I don't have a TBR, which is why this episode is really complicated for me.
That's right. We're each sharing 10 books we truly would really pinky swear want to read before the end of the year. We're also talking about our current reading challenge, the Clear the TBR challenge, which is our attempt again to bring order to the chaos. So it's been a week. It feels like I keep saying this, like,
I was like, isn't it the start of a new week? It is. Okay.
It is, but it's like, when are things just gonna like normalize? No. Like 2025 can seriously suck it.
It needs to end like immediately.
Yeah. Although, I mean, we all say this, but Jenny got a like grown-up library job, so
that's true. She did.
Woo, woo. I mean,
I finally have my van back.
And you have your van back. Woo. I mean, like
4 weeks of work, and I finally have my own car.
I mean, there's good stuff that happened, like Bookcase Media is doing really good. The podcast is doing really great. Mm-hmm.
There has been some definite like positives to 2025, but it has been a really long fucking year.
It is. It's a whole lot of bullshit.
Do you remember how long January was? I mean, do you guys remember? Like, where we were like, is this month actually going to end?
How is this still January? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I know that I have turned into like grumpy lady over on Substacks, and I'm deep in my feels about romance. And I think this is part of like, and I bring it up because I think this plays into our TBRs a little bit. Reading feels harder this year. It feels like it just feels more complicated than it's ever felt. I don't know how else to describe it.
I think, well, there's a lot going on, and sometimes it's like that dissociation of like, are we just supposed to like go on with our lives and pretend like none of this is happening?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I will say, I was talking to Laura from What to Read Next podcast, and she's been our co-host here a couple times. Jenny was on her podcast recently. If you haven't listened to that episode, you should go check it out. Because, Jenny, you sounded so smart and, like...
Not that you don't sound smart all the time.
She was, like, librarian Jenny. Not, our Jenny. She was, like...
She's, like, professional Jenny.
Professional not Jenny. Jenny. Yeah. Not the buzzing, chaotic Jenny.
Like, literally all those degrees. Buzzing. Those degrees paid off, Jenny.
Well, I mean, this is the first one I've used, so I'll let you know.
Laura was saying that she has made an intention to not scroll on socials past 7 p.m. Like, she doesn't look at Instagram, she doesn't look at Threads, she doesn't look at TikTok. She stays off of it and simply either spends her time watching the shows she likes to watch or reading. I do think that I'm going to have to make some adjustments because each week I seem to notice, anybody who has an iPhone, you get your weekly notice of how much time you've spent on your phone.
Nope, don't do that.
I don't
I
look
do
at
not
it.
do that.
Oh, do you turn it off, Amanda?
Yeah, it's
Mine's
off.
off too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Mine's not. Mine's on.
No, mine, I turned it off purposefully because I don't want to see that number. But also, I do use my phone for work things, so I feel like that's okay. So my number is skewed. Oh, is
Okay.
it? It
I go on
is.
periodically and look at it, but I do not need like another notification. It just makes me angry. So.
But also, I get stuck in those stupid, like, Reel Shorts. Like, and so, like, I'll sit and watch those. Or I'll listen to it but not watch the video. So those things suck me in.
Well, and we talked about it last episode. My Kindle is dying. I need to buy a new one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I shared. I did figure out it was December of 2022. Was,
Yeah, I think you looked it up when we
yeah.
were
So
talking.
it's time. It's time to get a new one. So I am
That was
reading on
not
my
high enough
phone
for
right
that.
now. What?
I said that wasn't high enough.
Oh, it wasn't high enough. I am reading on my phone, which is terrible.
Well, and you probably have like horrible headaches because of it
I
too.
do. Well, not as horrible as Michael bought a giant TV. And I think I got sunburn from the light off the TV.
You should just cast your phone to the TV and read from
Oh
there.
yeah.
You can.
You
The
could put
TV
it
is
up
big
there.
enough. Wait until you see it, Jenny. You're going to be like, what? It's like half.
You
Anyway.
didn't want Ollie blocking the view.
I know that dog.
Oh, Ollie.
Oh, Ollie. Well, Stanley and his hole digging. That hole is giant. It's up past Mike's knees when he steps down into it.
Can you take a picture of that and
Where
share
is
it,
he
please?
going?
We don't know. He eats the roots, though. So if there were weeds there, he's eating them. So
I need a
okay.
picture of Mike in the hole.
You need a picture of Mike. Maybe that's what he's
Wouldn't
doing.
lose his shit. Our yard looks like a golf course, and so my husband would lose his ever-loving mind.
Ours used to. Mike is was very pristine about our yard, but with Ollie, we just kind of gave up. And now Stanley is saying, "Hold my beer. Watch what I can do." Anyway, so yes, I'm spending too much time scroll doom scrolling, looking at things, reading articles, getting angry about them, taking myself to Substack, and then
But asking a friend before you post.
but asking a friend before I post. There is a really good Substack about PNR that's up right now, and I venture to guess Amanda will have a response in the coming
Yes,
days.
hopefully sometime this week.
Heather's given
Heather's
us the
thumbs
thumbs
up.
up.
What?
Because she was, you're holding your hair and you thumbs
You
up.
thumbs
Did
up.
I? Oh. I can't figure out Substack. Amanda sent something, and I'm like, I'm old. I don't know what to tell you. Like between Discord, I'm like, I don't know. I can barely function using Instagram. So I'm just,
If you subscribe to the Substack, it will send an email like a newsletter right into your email.
yeah.
So,
But
I
going
mean, she
back
should
and
probably just
finding,
subscribe
oh,
her.
yeah.
I did subscribe. It's going back and like trying to find something because Amanda said, oh, the last, like, I don't know, like looking for releases or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The happily anticipated. So that was really helpful for you, Amanda, for this episode, right?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I'm putting the new releases out like every Friday on Substack, so I'm pretty aware of like all the stuff that's coming out, even if I don't have time to read it, but I'm aware of it.
There we go.
So you have a better TBR than the rest of us because you
I
make
mean, I don't know if
that.
it's better. It might just be longer.
Well,
So we
it's
do need
actually
to.
there though.
Yeah, it is there.
This is true.
You might need to just stay off NetGalley.
This is the truest story ever.
Yeah, this is true.
I have
She
been.
claims she hasn't done anything this week though on there.
I mean, it's because they didn't put anything on there I wanted.
I have not been like loving what I'm getting off of there.
That's
That's
fair.
fair.
So,
Yeah,
I'm like,
well, I mean, we're definitely leaning more into the trad pub lately. I feel
We
like for
are.
some of us, Amanda's just in the world of romanticy and occasionally dips over to the contemporary.
Yeah, a lot of the romanticy stuff has been coming out there, and so when we're trying to just check out new authors. That's been where they've coming out. They're where they're coming out.
Yeah.
Well, and part of it is we get so many emails every day from publishers being like, hey, read this author. And we're like, ooh, that sounds really good.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It's a problem, yeah.
Okay, so how do you organize your TBR for those that do have TBRs?
I
How
do
do
not organize mine at all because
you
it does not exist.
are not a mood reader or a plan reader, you are a deadline reader.
Well, no,
Leo'll
but
be like, I have an
I
interview
am a
tomorrow at
deadline.
9 a.m. I'm gonna read the book overnight.
I'm a deadline reader for like podcast stuff, but otherwise I am a mood reader.
But as of late, you
As
are.
of late, I have been a deadline reader.
Yeah. Heather, do you keep a TBR? Because you're like a solid mood reader.
No, I say I'm a moody reader. Like, I'm
Moody.
very moody. I have all of my slots in Kindle Unlimited, like, picked out. My friend Carrie actually was like trying to figure out what to read. She goes, how do you do this? And I'm like, girl, I don't have a system. I like will read a blurb and then I'll be like, oh, it's like Russian roulette with the books on my whatever. And then I screenshot things. I don't know. I just go where the
It's the
wind takes me.
deciding what to return that you haven't read yet. That's the hard part.
I will say one of the best things I ever did, and I started it 2 years ago, is that at the end of the year, I wipe all my want to reads. And I return all my Kindle Unlimited books and I start January 1 completely fresh. And while, yes, that might have bit me in the ass for this episode, it makes me feel like it's all new again. Let's just check this out.
But I
Don't do
hate the
that either,
new
though.
Goodreads. Like, I don't like they did like an update where you used to be able to go back and look at like what you read in like the last month or whatever. They don't, it doesn't do that anymore. I don't know. I don't like
So
it.
you can do it through your Kindle
Challenge.
app,
Yeah.
but you have to like go to like the old, there's like it's weird the way it's set up too. It takes a little bit of like finagling to get to it.
Did I tell you I lost my Kindle streak this year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
Oh,
mine's like way
no.
gone.
Yeah. I
I
lost
would
it.
cry, like no joke, cry. Because
Life
I
just
am in
got
like 7 years.
too big. I think it was what, back in August?
Something like that.
August, September, life just got big and I lost it. It was okay. It's fine. I
Yeah,
do
I
you
started a job and then I was like, it's okay. No one's checking.
And
But
once
I'm
you lose
checking.
it, but
I'm
once you
checking.
lose it, you're like, okay, I didn't pick up my Kindle today. I guess it's fine. The world
I
is
don't know.
not
I
gonna
work at a
end.
library. I read something. I just didn't read on my Kindle.
Well, I read a book every day. Half the time it's just books that aren't
Work.
published yet.
That also became one of the problems. Like we read so much like early.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Amanda? Are you a planner, a mood reader, a deadline reader?
I mean, I'm a planner for my ARCs because, I don't like to be late with them.
Yeah.
So I generally, if I have a lot at once, I will plan them out. But the problem is I'm also a mood reader, so it's like I have to kind of gauge where I'm going to be at and try to get to certain ones at certain times. And if I don't, sometimes I get grumpy. For my regular, for stuff that I'm not ARC reading, I'm definitely like a mood reader there because I'll just pick up like whatever I'm in the mood for. And I don't really like, I don't have like, I put stuff on my Goodreads TBR, but I don't really go off that. It's really just like, I'll put library holds, I'll put stuff in my, Kindle borrows or whatever. But I'm usually pretty good about remembering like what I want to read.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It doesn't always work out, but I'm aware of it.
So in your 10 before the end list, and we're not naming our 10 before the end yet, do you have one book on there that's been on your TBR for more than a year?
No, but I looked at that question and I answered it separately,
Oh, so
I
what
think.
book's been
Oh,
on your
well, no, actually, I do. I think I do.
what book's been on your TBR the longest that you haven't read?
I think it's really like an author like Sabrina Bowen, Serena Bowen.
Serena Bowen.
Because I've read like some one-offs, but I haven't like binged her like Brooklyn or True
Well, she
North
has so
series.
many
And
books
I know,
too.
and but I really want to like get into those. So I would say that's probably like one of my longest like series that I've been trying to get to at some point.
Fair, fair. Jenny, do you have a book or an author that's been kind of lingering on your TBR for a long time?
So Ella Mays didn't like release a book for a really long time, and then 2023 she did, and it's just been it's
Is
like
that
I think this
Marriage
is the
for
last.
One?
It's no Charlie Love in Cliches,
Oh.
and I it's been sitting in like the last slot on my KU Burrows because
Okay.
I can't give it
I
back.
had it in my Kate, like in my Burrows for a while, and then I didn't get to it, and then I returned it, and then it like went back in, and then I returned it. I still have not read it, but
What about you, Leah? Do you have a book that's been lingering a long time or an author?
all of them. I mean, honestly, like if anybody has listened to me talk about stuff, like I'm a hot mess when it comes to reading. Like I read chaotically in all aspects of it. So no, there is not like an author or a book that like has really been on there.
Yeah. What
Because
about
honestly, if it's a book I haven't read, unless it's something that's really popular, like it's probably like in like the back of my mind, that's on my TBR, so it really could be anything.
Yeah. Heather, what's been on your
It is called The Donor, and it's the Colorado Coyotes hockey series by Brenda Rockert.
Okay.
It's been on my TBR for a while. A couple of them have been free, and I like her writing. And this is a little older, and I thought, oh no, I was scrolling through my Kindle, like if I told you how many unread books I had on my Kindle, you guys would
Lot.
probably cry. Like over 4,000.
I don't have
What
that
was
many.
mine? Mine's like
Mine was only like 1,200 unreads.
See,
Way
this
to
is why I'm
brag.
winning,
Well,
because
but
I'm only at
I
like
will admit though, like
898.
I will admit though, like I went through and I cleared out some books recently that I'm like, I will never ever read these. So I just deleted them.
Yeah.
I don't need to do that.
I need to do something. I have some lingering, like Lila DeBoy,
Oh
Mary
yeah.
Carr, that have been sitting there for a while. Sierra Cartwright is one that I always, she writes super sexy,
I have a
dark
couple by her.
BDSM type romances, a lot of power dynamic. And I, whenever there's a free one, I always grab it. And then if they're on sale for 99 cents, I grab them. And I have
Because that's
so
basically
many.
free.
And I really just need to sit down because I enjoy her books and they read fast. They're not overly long and they read really fast. And they're just spicy enough to do what I need them to do. So, you know, but they've been lingering there for a really long time. But then I also like this episode was really great because I cleared out some authors that had been sitting on my book on my Kindle that I was like, yeah, they're not for me. Like I had a couple like Tegan Hunter books. I've read a couple of her Montlake books. She's really a vibe heavy author and they just don't do anything for me. So I don't need to keep them. You know, like donate it
Yeah, that
off to
like I
somebody.
said, that's what I did. I went through and like cleared stuff out. It's like I'm never ever gonna read this author, so I don't know why I have this book.
So before we go into our 10 before the end, I want to real quick remind everybody about our current challenge, the Clear the TBR challenge. You pick books already sitting on your TBR, digital, physical, whatever they are. The goal is to read as many as you can. You decide how many books you want to read and have off your TBR by the end of the year. Register your goal over on the website. Keep us posted on your progress. Each book you finish from your existing TBR counts as one entry towards the grand prize, which is usually $50 at one of the online bookstores, like Novel Grounds or someone like that that does like bookish merch. Or if it's a, if you're an international winner, I'll give you $50 for Amazon. book money. The deadline to submit all entries is December 31st at 11:59 local time. The caveat on this is the books all have to have been published, meaning like they are out to the general public from October 31st, 2025 back. ARCs don't count and new releases don't count. So that's really, and to be honest,
I acted like that's a new rule.
And it's let's not. It's a rule. It's a rule. Jen Ellen's like, a rule? It's a guideline. We don't have rules.
It's there. It's there, but if you break it, we don't really care.
Again, I'm going to be real honest. I just highlight everyone that enters their stuff over on the website, put them in the pick a name and pick a name.
We feel better about it because we made a rule, but we don't actually
use Jenna it. Is asking, what about new to audio, but not a new ebook? I will count those. Yeah. Because
it's not a new book.
Right. We're looking at publication date on the ebook, not anything else.
Well, because a lot of times audio comes out much later than much the electronic and paperbacks.
Remember, this isn't about clearing your TBR completely. It's about pacing, or it's about making peace with the pile and finding the joy in rediscovering what you already bought. Let's be honest, you might add more books than you remove, but that's kind of the fun part. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and our Wednesday episodes can also count as clearing your TBR, as we are not. I don't think we have any new books. Natasha's might have been the only one but I think that was published in October.
Yeah, I think that was
the end of October.
There.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But even if it wasn't, it would still count.
It would still count. Again, Wednesdays count.
We don't actually check.
10 books we want to read before the end of the year. This concept. Mm-hmm. When I said this to you guys, I was like, we could do this. What was your thoughts?
Well, I wanted to do a list that was not part of what I had left to read for ARCs. That was not on my holiday list because we have an episode coming up about holiday releases. So I wanted to keep that separate. So it was, for me, stuff that I'm really going to try to hard to read before the end of the year. Like, I may not make it, but you know, these are newer-ish releases, stuff I've had on my TBR for a really long time, new authors that I want to try. It's like a mixed bag for me, I think.
Okay. Jenny, did you have thoughts when I said I need 10 books to read before the end of the year from you?
I can give you a list, but they're not going to get read.
Jenny's
at
like,
least she's honest,
making a list, not checking it twice.
Nope.
What about you, Heather? When I said, "Hey, let's do a 10 before the end list," what were your thoughts?
Well, this was Heather's idea.
It was Heather's idea.
I said I've seen this around and I like the idea.
But she did not actually think you would pick it.
I know, I did not. Also, you guys know I'm like defiant. I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna read that, right? Like. I got on some weird tangent. I got all these books that I put in the top of my Kindle and I'm reading Alpha and Omega books. I have never in my life read those. I don't know what I'm doing.
I like an Alpha and Omega book.
I'm actually reading one right now.
Whatever. I just hit the books I really like, either like the, I couldn't keep up with the series. Like, this was a wonky year for me, so a book released, and I was like, oh, I'd really like to keep up with this series.
I'll get to that later.
Yeah, so that's what I put on there.
And Leah, what were your thoughts?
It's going to be really hard for me to make a list.
That, I think, was the biggest challenge, like, because I don't keep a list.
No, you know how I pick my next read? I get stuck in a TikTok like quote, or I'm like scrolling. Cause you know, like when you open your Kindle app and it has like the continue the series you've read, or like you might like these. I will, like, that's how I find a lot of my books.
Just the roulette.
Just scrolling through, like scrolling past like those like covers on my Kindle app.
Mm-hmm. I have a list on Amazon. Like, I just heart things and even if I read it, I don't take it off. So there's like stuff on there from like
Oh
twenty
my. Every intention of
fifteen.
like doing stuff like that. And I'll do it for like 3 days. And I'm like, this is a lot of effort. I'm done. Jenna said that her TBR is her wish list on Amazon. She adds them to a wish list,
But
which
does
is
she
so
take them
smart.
off after she reads them? Because I have
Yeah,
that, like I had a
that's my
thing
problem.
where like I did that, but I never took them off. And then I was like, oh shit, did I actually read this one or should I leave it on here?
I don't know. What is one author that you haven't read that you really hope would like to read before the end of the year? Do you have one? Wait, who do you got, Heather?
That Charity Farrell.
Oh yeah.
You guys had recommended that one.
Yes, her Mafia
And
series.
I really like I'm in the Dark Era, so
Yeah.
What about you, Jenny? Is there an author?
So my like first book is Winging It With You by Chip Ponds.
Okay.
I have renewed it at the library 3 times.
Oh my. Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, I just need to read this dang book.
Amanda, is there an author on your list that you haven't?
Regina Black. I
Okay.
have the new August Lane on my list. I've heard nothing but good things about that, like the actual reading experience and then the audio as well. So I haven't ever read anything by her, so that's definitely high up on my list.
Leah, is there an author you want to read before the end of the year?
Well, so actually, we had book club on Saturday, which yesterday,
Yesterday.
and Alexis Page was on there, and she was telling us about those L. Parker books, and I am very intrigued by those. So, yeah.
For me, Sienna Trapp is an author that I found out lives local to us, and so I really want to try her Bellini Mafia book one,
I liked it. It
before
was
the end of the
definitely
year.
Mafia Light.
The other author that has been on my radar for a while and I haven't read yet, and I know that she does a lot of like sex positive, sex worker positive books, and that is Rebecca Kink Kincaid, but she
Oh,
spells it
yeah.
Kincaid. And apparently her books are like crazy sexy, and
I've come across her, but I haven't read her yet.
everybody raves about them. So, Jen Ellen says maybe she'll read Winterville before the end of the year. And Stacy's gonna hope to get
So
through
nice of
some
her.
J.D. Robb
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Oh,
between
yeah.
Christmas and New Year. I had somebody in the I worked at the bookstore yesterday afternoon, and there was a couple in, and they are starting the J.R. Ward Black Dagger Brotherhood. Like they're starting at
Nice.
book one together. And I'm
Oh, that'd be
like,
fun.
that's an undertaking because isn't there like 35 books?
It's a
It's a
lot.
lot. Yeah, I don't know the exact number anymore.
I did warn them. I said, just so you know, I hear it's a little culty and you get a green t-shirt. And then they just looked at me.
I mean, you know.
Some of the older ones are a little rough to get through.
Are
The
they?
original ones.
Oh, okay.
Not right, but just like if you're reading them
According to
now, you
Amazon, there's
know.
only 23.
Okay. I mean, that's some love.
I mean, it's still a lot, but I mean,
Yeah,
not.
there are 50, almost 60 in the J.D. Robb series.
Okay. Do you have a book that you probably are not going to read, but you keep pretending you will? For Jen Ellen, apparently it's Winterville.
What's Jen Allen? I totally forgot about that, Jen Allen. So thank you.
Do you have a book that you're going to pretend that you are going to read, but you're not?
No, because it's most of the books that like pop up on my Kindle.
Do you have one, Amanda?
No, I don't know if I would say I'm gonna pretend to read anything and not do it. I mean, I have good intentions. I don't plan to not read anything I say I'm gonna read.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I'm not reading it, like I'm pretty vocal about that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna, you
I
know.
mean, I'm gonna say I could pretend to read like a Megan Quinn, but we all know I'm not going to ever read that.
I'm saying, like, I'm not gonna
Okay.
say I'm gonna read something and then not do
No.
it,
Yeah.
really. I mean, not that I
There's we don't
won't,
have
but
time for that
yeah.
shit.
Well, and I'm always very polite when people be like, oh, you should read this book. Like, Gretchen, I'm gonna pick on Gretchen for a minute. Gretchen was like, she really wants Amanda to read Quicksilver and by Callie Hart. And I'm like, nice, yeah. That's one that I would like put on my TBR.
No, I'll try it out. And
It's
I told
9,000
her I would
pages
try before the
long.
next one. But I mean, I'll try it. I may not finish it, but I'll try it.
It's a lot of pages, Heather. Like, hold on, I'm
Like
gonna tell
eight,
you.
isn't it like 800 or something like that?
Whatever. I've read 700
650
pages of Shield of Sparrows. I can do it.
This is true. You did
pages.
power through that.
Yeah, I can do it. I didn't have time. Like, I had some work stuff come up this week before Brimstone releases, but I do plan to read it to talk to Gretchen. I told her I would, so I have every intention of doing it.
Jenna says the audio is the way to go with Quicksilver.
I'm so slow with audio, but I'll try.
People are always like recommending the Amy Dawes books, and I can guarantee you I'm never reading those either.
No. No,
That
thank
one's for
you.
you, Lindsay.
I mean, the latest cover does look cute, but I'm like, nope.
It
My
looks
mom picked
cute.
it up and I said, automatically no. And then she went for a Megan Quinn book and I said, again, no.
No.
Just now.
Don't do it. So towards the end of the year, as we're doing these, you're getting through your word goal or you're trying to read books and, escaping the chaos of the world right now. Are you more likely to DNF, either soft DNF, hard DNF, a book at this time of year than you are earlier on in the year? Or are you more likely to like power through to get through the book?
I'll skim it.
I just Leah
Just Leah it. What about
it. I
you,
mean,
Heather?
unless it's like a reason for me to DNF, like if there's something like,
Like the
bad.
dog dies.
No, I mean, if it's like, there was one recently, I'm not gonna say what, but it was like some cultural appropriation and stereotyping type thing, and I had to DNF, and I'm, like, that's really going to be one of the only reasons I won't, finish something if it's harmful. But,
Yeah.
for the most part, like, I'll just skim till the end.
Yeah. What about you, Jenny? Are you more likely to DNF this time of year as you're counting down to the end of the year?
I don't think it's more likely. It just I have no problem DNFing anymore.
No, because time is limited.
Yeah,
No one has
very
time for
much
bad
so.
books. What about you, Heather? Are you, I know you don't DNF, you soft
She's a soft
DNF or
DNFer.
abandon them.
I have always said that I've been a soft DNFer, but lately I'm not in a good like mental space, right? So I've been DNFing. Like, I even wrote a review to NetGalley and said, yeah, I DNF this. Which is, you guys all know me. I never say
You
that.
don't. You don't.
So, but, and I, it
Yeah,
was,
Heather sent
I've,
us a text. She's like, if I is this okay if I do
Yeah.
this? We're like, and how? And we're like, yes, you can do it. Just do it, Heather.
I know, but it feels mean. Like, but it's
It's
not, right?
not.
Like Lee said, I have, it's limited time. There are so many books,
Yeah.
and
Well, and I always look at DNF, and I say this over and over again, but I really think that, especially now more than ever, as we all need community more than we've ever really needed it, you are a member of the romance book community, and you owe it as a community member, not that you owe it, but you, to be a good community member, you have to know when things are cultural appropriation or when things just don't work and don't make sense. Because I can't tell you what book it was, but there was one book that everybody was like, this is the best book I've ever read. Like, it was a 4.8, like 3 weeks after release. Like, everybody was loving this book, and I'm reading it going, I don't think I'm reading the same book. This
It might have
is
been the Amy Dawes book.
no, it was a different one.
No, because she found a review that
Oh,
was
that's right.
talking
Yeah,
about
she did.
the
Yeah, that's
other
right.
thing.
Yeah,
Yeah,
she
the thing
found.
that I'm not gonna say.
But the other, but
I
that other
remember now.
DNF, I found 2 1-star reviews that talked about my problems, my concerns, the chains of,
Yeah.
and it was like, oh, thank you. And I don't always comment on Goodreads posts. Like, when you scroll through the front page of Goodreads, I'll like when people review a book, I'll like it and give them engagement. But these were ones that I stopped and made a comment on the review, like, thank you for saying this, because I was feeling really alone that I was missing something. And it starts to make you feel like something's wrong with you. Like, how does everyone pick this book up and love it? And I'm over here going, what
This
the
makes me feel
hell?
uncomfortable.
Yeah. And I think it was actually the first book in the Park series by Lauren Asher, I think is it was either that or the first book in the Liz Tom Forte Windy City series was one of those.
Or
That
both of
were
those.
both of those. But everybody was loving them, and I'm just like, this
I
is
think it was the Lauren Asher one.
yeah, I think so too.
So that's my thought on that. Have you ever had a surprise favorite you only read because you were guilt-tripped to read it? Or bullied by Becky to read?
The Invitation by Vigeland.
Oh, it was so
Did we bully
good.
you into
And
reading
she had that
I know
like
that came out
then.
real fast there, Amanda. Like,
I don't know. It was like it
fast.
popped into my head immediately when she said it. And it wasn't like a
Because
bully. I
we
mean, it wasn't a
bullied her
bully.
into
It wasn't a
it.
bully, but it was just kind of like a
Strongly recommended.
strongly
Strong
suggest that
urge.
you should read this.
Yeah.
So,
But
yeah.
it was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I said. When she said worth it, like that was the first one that popped into my head.
Yeah.
Such a good book.
Such a good, and it was one of those books that linger. We bought that back in January when the book came out. It lingered on our TBR for
It was a while,
A
yeah.
while.
And then I was like, okay, Leo, let's do it for a quick shot.
Yeah.
And
And then we were like, what the fuck?
because
Why did we
that
not read this sooner?
it was still when you could share a book, like you could loan the book, the
Yes,
ebook
we
over.
could.
And I
Look at
ended up
all
loaning
this.
it to Leah, and I was like, but I hadn't finished it yet. And she's like, well, I promised to read fast. I'm like, I can't wait. So I ended up buying Leah a copy on her Kindle so that I could get mine back so that I could read it.
I
Anyway.
miss those days when we could share
I do
books.
too. It wasn't
Oh,
against reading, but it was Winterville and it was a Becky rec. I'm telling you. Winterville is actually probably my book, to be honest. We were it when we start first started the podcast, like 21, 22, I would tell you I don't like Christmas. I don't like holiday novellas. I really or holiday books, they all just feel the same. And then I think we decided the game plan for Quick Shots that fall was after Thanksgiving, we were going to try to do as many Christmas reads as we could. And I was like, okay. So I had picked up the ninth book in a series by Carrie Elkes, and I really loved it. We had read The Hearts in Creek, and I was like, well, okay, let's try this other random Winterville one. And I was like, sold. Sold. What about you, Heather? Do you have one that was a
I think it
surprise
was
favorite?
Layla Hagen. I don't want to say like I was forced, but it was, I think we had to, like, it was like a sig. We were reading it for something for the podcast, and I was like, "Man!" And then I like read the whole series. It was a sh the Chicago series,
Yeah.
and I keep thinking to myself, "Why don't I read more Layla Hagan? I really like her." And the truth, there's just so many books.
And you can just pick up. I mean, with Layla, it's nice. You can pick up anywhere with Layla, and she is one of those authors I would like to get back to. And maybe that's a whole nother episode. Authors that we kind of haven't read in a minute but want to get back to, because we had one before we started. We were talking about a setup, and Jenny's like, oh, the new Kilby Blades in the Green Valley series is like that. And I was like, oh, and I would love to get back to that because I really liked that
Forest for the trees.
Forest for the Trees. So, Karen says Carrie Elkes in general started her Angel's Landing series. So, did you see she changed the covers in Winterville again?
I did.
No, but they're
Wait, she
faceless.
just changed them.
Well, they were the object covers and now they're like
Oh, she's
the
went to the.
vector
Oh, yeah.
faceless. And literally, I was in her DMs like, lady, what are we doing? Okay, so let's go ahead and get to our 10 before the end. We are just going to list the titles, or the author, or the title with author, of what we're hoping to read before the end. We're just going to go one by one, give our whole 10, because if not, we'll be here
Forever.
Until midnight. Or we could do five and five, like we do five and then come back and do five. So let's do five
Why
and
don't we
then.
do that?
Okay. We'll start with you, Heather. Give us your first five that you hope to read before the end.
Dangerous Monster by Charity Farrell. It's a Mafia in Kindle Unlimited. Grump in Moose Falls by Emily Silver. It's an MM holiday romance. Came out in November. Brim Over Boot by Emmy Sanders. It's part of her Darling series, book two. How many did I say? That three.
Those three.
So four is Nash. It's by Nora Phoenix and E.M. Lindsay. It is the final book in the Honorably Discharged series. And then Kiss My Axe by Mae Archer. New release. Looks really great. Lots of talk on the old Instagram about it.
Excellent. What about you, Jenny?
My first one is Winging It With You by Chip Moynes. Second one is Crashing Waves by Kelsey Kingsley, which is actually the first book in a duology, so that's probably like 600 plus pages. Merciless Queen by ML Philbitt, which I also think is over 600 pages, so like I said, my list is not happening. Cinnamon Rolls and Villainy by Shadell A. Campbell, and Until January by Ginger Wells.
Okay. What about you, Amanda? What are your first five?
My first one is Our Vicious Oaths by N.E. Davenport. That's a newer fantasy release. It was one of my like top anticipated reads. I have it on hold at the library, so I will definitely be reading that as soon as it comes off hold. The second one is Tempting as Hell by Kathy Yardley. That's a newer release. I don't really even know anything about it except that it's urban fantasy and it's Kathy Yardley, and I
Yeah, I
can't
was
wait to
gonna
read
say.
it. I already put it on my Kindle. Book three, Don't Remind Me by Lacey Burke. That is book one in her Oh Brother series. Like, I read book two. It was one of my books of the week. It's like contemporary set in Philly. This is the first one where it's like the chef in the restaurant. Book four, my fourth one is August Lane by Regina Black. I've just heard so many good things about it. I really want to try to get to that. Five, my fifth one is Artifacts of Ouranos by Nisha J. Tully. That's a fantasy series that's actually four books, but I bought all of the audios, so I'm really hoping to get some of those in while I'm cleaning and decorating for Christmas, hopefully.
So smart. What
Yeah.
about you, Leah? What are your first
Okay,
five?
my first five. I have Secret Haven by Katherine Cowles. Like, this is Kai and Fallon's book. I really want to get to that one. I just am very excited about that one. Forbidden Heart by Ivy Lane. It is the final book in the Sawyer's Bend series, and like all the mystery and intrigue is like coming to like a culmination, and I'm very excited. Forbidden Arrangement by Jay Wilder. They're darker, over the top, obsessed. They're like heroes. Beautiful Revenge by Brynn Asher. This is her new Manor series. This ties into Scars. It is the brother of the heroine of that book, and it's a set in like a small town. He's British, spies, things like that. And then Lonnie Linvale has He's a Mean One coming out. And it is Jasper's story. And Jasper is one of those characters we met like three or four series ago. And like everybody who is a big fan of her books has been waiting for this story to come out since we found out that he is alive. So, yeah, those are
Okay.
my first five.
My first five is the first one is Indiscretion by Vi Kaelin. I can't believe that I never got to it back. I think it came out in January. Rebel Bride by Kate Meador. It's the new book in her, it's book
I'm
two in her
excited
new
for that one.
series. Unafraid by Nissa Catherine. This is book one in the Amber Ridge series that I would very much like to get to. Okay, so Lucky by Sawyer Bennett. I haven't gotten to that one yet.
And I need to get back into the Titans.
I want to finish that. And then I need to read Filthy Little Games, which is Lane Hart's Mafia in New York.
Yeah. Those ones are good.
I kind of gave up in Vegas because they were getting bonkers and bonkers.
These ones aren't as bonkers.
So I want to go over and try the New York one. So that's my first five. Heather, we are back to you with your last five.
Okay, now I'm just looking up Lane Hart because you know how I am with Mafia. Okay, I'm kind of doing some holiday ones now. So this is The Holiday Exchange. It's by Riley Hart and Christina Lee. Small town, fake relationship. Basically, Riley Hart writes it. I read it. That's mm-hmm. just how our interactions go. She's amazing. The other one is hashtag holiday. This is a Lucy Lennox. It's a holiday small town. I got the audiobook because Tim Page and Teddy Hamilton narrate it, and I'm
that'll be a good one. That.
Mm-hmm. I love that cover too.
On yeah, it's mm-hmm. so cute. I think he's like an influencer. It's adorable cover. And then The Donor, which is book one in the Colorado Coyotes series by Brenda Rothart. I think it's a 4 or 5 book series. I don't know. I just want to get back into hockey a little bit. And then my last, fourth, is Reckless Obsession. It is a mafia sort of book by Deborah Garland. It's adjacent to the series that I've been last.
I read that one not too long ago. It was pretty
and
good.
And the amount of trigger warnings is yep, I'm down. That needs to be on my Kindle. Yeah. And then the last one is Ariana's Hero by Gia Colby. She would be a new-to-me author. She writes romantic suspense, and a lot of romantic suspense people have been saying that it's really mm-hmm. good. So I want to check her out.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that, too. Mm-hmm. I haven't read it yet, though.
What do you got, Jenny?
So these are the ones that have been lingering on my, KU borrows. Icing on the Cake by Christopher J. Bryce. When Stars Rise by Emery Rose. Charlie Love and Cliches by Ella Mays. And then I haven't read All Superheroes Need Photo Ops by Elizabeth Stevens yet. And then...
But that's still ARC. It's not out till the end of the month. So
yeah. It comes out on the 25th.
But... So... And my last one is Poor Choices, P-O-U-R. The P.J. DeBurr. It's a small town, brewery type series.
Cute. What about you, Amanda? What are your five?
So my last five, I have Crescent Kingdom by Tessa Hale. That's her newest series, the trilogy, the Why Choose. I should be able to knock those out pretty quickly. I'm ready. My next one is...
Which it's so wild for me to hear you be like, I'm going to read a Why Choose. And I'm just like, where's our
Didn't
Amanda?
We ask you to read the original one?
At the beginning of the year.
And then I binged them all. Yeah. So,
she hasn't stopped.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
My You're next welcome. One is... What?
You're welcome.
Yeah. I'm not...
Ironically, Becky and I still haven't read them.
They're so good.
We don't need to. We make Amanda do it.
Very
thanks.
Pretty low angst. They're the way to get into Why Choose if you're not that, if you're not sold on it like I was not. My next one is Fates Entwined by Elizabeth Briggs. This is the last book in her Zodiac Wolves. I basically binged the first part of the series when I was on vacation. I love this series. This last one is kind of like it's a wrap up with all of the side characters and they get their HEA. So I will be reading that one before the end of the year. The next one is So My Ex-Boyfriend is a Serial Killer by Kylie Scott. That's her newest one. I'm very intrigued. I love the cover. So I bought it. So it's on my Kindle.
Well, the audio's in Audible Plus right now, too.
Oh, is it? So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you mentioned Elizabeth Briggs, and I want to talk about this just real for just a quick moment. Yeah. Elizabeth Briggs is an author that is currently on hospice.
Yes.
And she is not going to make it very long. So if those books sound interesting, buy them now. Her final book that she is ever publishing is currently free on her website. She just gave it as a gift to her readers.
Yep.
And
she has a large backlist, you know, and it all helps.
Yeah. It all helps. But she is dearly loved within the community. Yes. Mm-hmm. Carrie Ann was just really upset on Friday and we were talking about her. So I just wanted to bring a spotlight to Elizabeth Briggs.
Yeah.
So, okay. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, thank you. I was going to say it and then I was worried I would not get through it.
Nope. So. I'm going to do it for you. It's fine.
Okay. So my ninth one is the Lodestar Ranch series by Elizabeth Bright. I read book one earlier this year and I liked it a lot. It's cowboy, very easy to read. I'm hoping to get back to that series this year. So, or, you know, at least one of them before the end of the year, if not, then, you know, early next year. And then my last one is the Cowboys of Devil's Ditch by Vanessa Vail, her new one, the one she's been like releasing a new one every week. They look fun.
They're short. They're delightful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just read the last one that came out because I did an interview with her for the first ones. Yeah. And so like, and they're real. They're fun.
Yeah.
I read a couple. They're cute. I like them.
Perfect. Okay, Leah, what are your last five?
Okay, my last five, I have The Marriage Narrative by Claire Kahn. I'm very excited about this one. I love that cover. Like,
so pretty. I
have Her Time Traveling Duke by Bryn Donovan. It's magic, modern times, contemporary, but the Duke is time traveling. And it just sounded very interesting and like exciting. It has like the Kate and Leopold kind of vibe to it, but like backwards. And then I have The King's Maiden, like by L. Parker, like I mentioned earlier. That's a 5-book series. So I don't know if I'll get to it since the last book doesn't come out until March and they all end in cliffies because it's a 5-book series. But Alexis was like so like passionate about it. I was like, and the blurbs that are out are very intriguing. And then I have Thorns of Deceit by Eva Winters. I just cannot leave her world. It is delightful. Heather, if you haven't read her, you would really like them. But
I have read a few. I really like her. They're just
so good. And I will say, like, she is one of the few authors with such an intricate world that, like, she gets at, like, everything right. Like, there's so many, it's so interwoven, but it's not confusing or anything like that. And you can read them like however you want. And then Serena Bowen, Thrown for a Loop, her new one that just came out. Like I haven't read Serena for a hot minute, but this one, it's the figure skating coach and the NHL player. It's like cutting edge, like aspects to it. So yeah, I'm excited.
So she, I saw her a week ago or whatever. And so, yeah, I really want to read that too. The way she talked about it, and she took like figure skating.
Have really enjoyed everything that I've read by her, and I just had taken a break and hadn't went back to her. But she has a lot of stuff in KU now, so that is something too. Because she had been wide before, and so it's like I've read a lot of her stuff like that had been free or she like stuff like that. So.
Okay, so I have two holiday ones. Oh Goalie Night, it came out last year by K.M. Gillis. It's her Ottawa Otters hockey series. And then she has Check the Halls that's new this Christmas. And then the third book doesn't come out till next Christmas. And these covers are so flippin' adorable.
They're cute.
So I'm hoping to get into those. That's one book. And then Say It Ain't Snow by Veronica Eden. Back in the iced out world. And you guys, the cover.
It's so good.
So good.
But the question she comes out with a new one.
I was going to say, the question is, how many covers are there going to be? And how many copies are you going to buy?
One of each, Leah. Just stop it.
Veronica just loves covers. There are some books
I have multiples for.
I have 7 different versions of Iced Out.
That's insane.
Shut up, Heather.
I know what
Like she says that's insane, but she is
I think
almost
she
as
means it's
bad.
more insane that there's that many options, not that you have all of
Right.
those.
Sure, sure. Sure, sure.
Because
Number
she's on
two.
that bandwagon as well a lot of times.
Exactly.
Number two is Mask and Mishaps by Rebecca Kincaid. And then, so this will be seven. Sisters of Wrath by Sienna Snow. It's a series she started this year that's mafia that, and I love Sienna Snow, so I just need to go back. And then Precious Hazard by Neva Alta. I need to get back to the Neva books. I haven't been there in a minute. And I, you know, it was interesting because I was really looking at my TBR, trying to prioritize diverse voices. Like, I want to make sure I get those in by the end of the year. And then I was like, I struggled to find some, and I asked for callouts, and people didn't really. I didn't get any suggestions. So, if you have someone that's an underrepresented voice of a title of a book that you would really you think is just phenomenal, it's the best book you read all year, send me a DM and let me know. I would love to add it to my TBR and prioritize it before the end of the
Well,
year.
and when I was doing, I was looking at books that like I know I'm really excited for, but they're like January,
Yeah.
beginning of, like the guest list or the guest book by Annie and Ruthie.
Did you see
Like
Annie has a second book in
I
her
saw that,
cosmic
yeah.
hair? Okay.
Well, and Annie, like there was another new cover that they revealed recently
Yeah, it's
too.
the
They
second
are
book.
busy
They
bees.
are busy bees.
Back on real quick
Yeah.
before back on the BIPOC, when I
Yeah.
mentioned Annie Davenport, like her Our Vicious Oaths, she's a BIPOC author who, and also I don't know if many people know this, but during her tour for this book, she lost her husband.
Yeah,
Um,
he passed
like
away.
unexpectedly as well. So if you're looking for BIPOC authors to support.
Yeah, there's been a lot of
Yeah. Oh,
bad.
and
A lot.
Stacey brings up the Jackie Lau. She just released an indie Christmas novella, and she also announced that she has breast
Breast
cancer.
cancer.
There's just been a lot this year in the community,
Yeah,
so
because like Sloane St. James, her husband
yes,
had
her
that heart
husband.
attack, and
Yeah. Yeah.
just it has
So
been a lot.
it really has. Okay, well, on that sad note, it's that
Right.
time
Well, it's that
for
time for
Book
book
of
of
the
the
Week. Book of the
week.
Week time, people. Amanda, what's your Book of the Week?
I mean, this is not going to surprise anyone at all, but it is Leave You Hanging by Lainey
So good.
Hatcher.
So good. It was so good.
I generally sign up for her ARCs, but I knew that I was going to be on vacation or leaving for vacation when she sent it out. And I was like, I'm just going to wait until I get home. It's fine. And then I realized that I was going to be in North Carolina when the book released. So I waited until my husband went to sleep. I downloaded it and immediately started reading it.
It's so good.
And pretty much like snuck in reading it while we were on vacation, pretty much until I like finished it in a day. It's so good. This is Bonnie and Jack. It's book four. Like I say it every time, but like she writes characters that I would like throw down for, and like Bonnie might be like my main one. Like I think she might be my favorite. I think this is my favorite book, and that's saying a lot in this series. Like I love
Yeah.
it so much.
It was
So
really, really good.
if you haven't started this series, you know, this is my Winterveal basically. So start this series.
Well, we
And we
read the
have
one on a
a
Wednesday.
spotlight coming,
Yes,
so yeah.
Leah does have a spotlight coming, but I love this series. So it's like one of my favorite small towns. So
The one we read last year was fantastic. I
that was book
really enjoyed
one.
it.
Oh, good. And that had been my favorite pretty much. Like I love them all, but that had really been my favorite, and I think this one knocked them off the top for me.
Okay.
So
Nice.
it was really good.
Jenny, what's your book of the week?
Sweat and Soap, Volume 5. I'm not going to try to pronounce the author's name. It is a manga. I am trying to diversify my reading so I can reach the
For work.
teens. Yes. So it's actually a rom-com, and it's cute, it's funny. I have a little bit of a hard time like reading the facial descriptions of the Japanese characters. So I'm learning.
Okay.
It's It's
Well, and you're
interesting.
reading a physical book?
No, I'm reading it on my phone.
Okay, because the physical books, they read backwards.
Yeah, it still does on my phone too.
Really? Oh, that's so bonkers. So weird.
Wow.
Leah, what's your book of the week?
My book of the week is Ice Cold Christmas by Cynthia Eden. It is her most recent Icebreakers book. The book starts out with the prologue with the heroine at the end of the prologue getting kidnapped, and then chapter one is her coming back, but she can't remember who she is. And so her hero, she and the hero have been in a relationship, but she doesn't remember that they're in a relationship because it was hidden, and she's trying to figure out like who took her and why they took her. It's a very interesting take on an amnesia trope.
Okay.
But it was very well done.
Okay. Heather, what's your book of the week?
I am reading Whiskey Bargain by Walker Rose. It does not come out until December 2nd. I did not read Walker Rose's first series, but I got the novella earlier this fall, and I am in love with this book. It's a small town, Montana. Durbin and his brothers own like Foster House Distillery, and there's this wedding. She's planning a fake relationship. It's like a grumpy sunshine. It's so good. I don't think I'm gonna be sleeping tonight. Like, so good. I cannot. I had a hard time putting it down. Like, I even brought my Kindle into the office so I could read it
So
till the
funny
very
story.
last second.
I read that back in like July, August, and I've been waiting for you guys to read it so that we could talk about it because
So good.
there's that heroine, I just adored her. Like adored her.
Yeah,
She's
I
sassy,
am.
she's messy.
Yeah, I love it. And I love how Durbin just like sticks up for her and he doesn't like understand why. He's like such a.
He is, and it's such a cast of characters in the whole town. Such a cast of characters. Okay, so I do not have a book of the week. I have a book I want to fight. Like, I'm very angry at this book. And I say this, and I want to. This is a spoiler for this title. So, and it doesn't come out till Tuesday. Does it come out tomorrow or
Yeah,
Tuesday?
Tuesday.
It does
Tuesday.
not come out till Tuesday. So if you plan to read this, you're going to want to pause now and walk away.
Well, we don't
Karen,
know what it
pause.
is.
Okay.
Karen, pause.
This the book is Single Dad Dilemma by Carla Sorensen. Overall, I really enjoyed the book. I struggled a little bit with their chemistry. It wasn't my favorite, and really, Carla Sorensen is probably not an author for me. I felt their chemistry was a little flat. But the reason I'm going to fight it is there was no content trigger warning and the dog fucking dies in the book. The dog dies. No
Is
content warning, no
now
nothing. Dog dies.
caveat, the dog is 14, so it was not like a young puppy. I'm not saying that it was okay. I'm just saying it was not a young death. It was an old dog.
There were signs, but
There
yes,
were
it was
signs.
rough.
There were
It was rough.
There were
I
signs. I
haven't
mean,
read it yet. I haven't had a chance to get to
the dog did
it.
not get hit by a car.
No,
Yeah,
and
it was right, but it was rough. It was rough.
they
Yep.
repeat over and over the dog is 14 years old. They talk about the age of the dog, how the dog is slowing down. And as
But
someone,
a big thing is Becky has lost two dogs
I
that were
lost two
around this
older dogs.
age recently.
Yeah, in the last 6 months, we lost our two Aussies. And of course, I enjoy and love the puppy, and I love Ollie. But I would have appreciated a content warning. You know, I would have known that maybe this isn't the book for me right now. So I was a little upset about that. And it just makes me want to fight. Like, just put the content warning in there. You know, just say, hey, death of an animal.
Yep.
Okay, great. Maybe I don't read this book right now. Anyway, that's my
But
thought.
aside from that, it was okay.
It's fine.
And if you don't need content warnings for that, then
I mean, Whatever. If you don't, you have no heart if you don't care that the dog died.
It's I
not
like
that you, it's
cry
not that you
every
didn't
time.
care. It's that it,
I
yeah.
don't know. It's just the whole like conversation of trigger warnings, right? Like,
Right.
because
Yeah.
that wouldn't always be a trigger for you. Like,
No,
you
it
would have
always
read that
would.
book.
Always a
No, for
dog.
them it is because Sid won't watch a movie if the dog dies.
We have to look on the ifthedogdies.com to see if the dog dies in a movie.
That's a thing.
Okay, but see, yeah, that's not a trigger for everybody. So, yeah,
Well, for people who have cold hearts and don't care and have never seen a
she's
Sarah
talking about me
McLachlan
because I was fine.
and has never seen the Sarah McLachlan Humane
The
Society commercial.
I
ASPCA
wasn't fine
commercial.
about the
My
dog
gosh.
dying, like, but
Yeah,
I was okay
I can
without a
watch those
warning.
commercials and I'll be fine.
I was okay
Just
without
no
a warning.
heart.
Like, I mean, it was sad or whatever, but I don't have animals, so it's, you know.
Okay, it's fine. I'm fine. I'm just telling you, it made me angry.
This
No,
is
I
why
know,
it's
and I'm not diminishing that.
I
I'm
got
just,
rage texts from Becky.
yeah. Yeah, I'm just like agreeing with Jenny. I'm not
In the
diminishing
text, she's like,
anything.
the fucking dog dies, and my youngest is sitting next to me as we're driving down the road. She just looked at me and shook her head.
Fine. It's fine. So readers, we want to hear from you. What are your end of year must read list? Share with us over on Discord, tag us on your Instagram post. We also make sure you join us for the Clear the TBR challenge over on our website. Don't forget to check out a full list of our picks at buzzingaboutromance.com. Make sure you are back here Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we are reviewing Worth a Try by Valerie Pepper. Make sure you follow us on socials for all the updates. If you love this episode, please leave us a review. Share it with your romance reading friends. We appreciate you all very much. Anyway, thanks for joining me.
It's always a good time.
And until next time, everyone.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.